Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Guys, it's Caravan of Garbage.
Oh, what have you bloody dragged us into this time, mate?
Oh, come on, mate. I'll tell you this much. I always bring to Caravan of Garbage some quality comic books.
And today?
Oh, no, I've made a mistake, actually. I've brought a terrible one.
Iconic, though.
It is iconic, actually.
Everybody knows this image.
Everybody knows one particular image from this story, which I think we'll get to.
Yeah.
And it's been referenced, I think, maybe in a Deadpool comic many years later. Mm. And I'm like, where did that come from? So I'm like, I'm going to track down the original issue of this. You can find it on eBay. You can find some terrible scans of it if you want to track it down.
Yeah, that's what you're looking at right now.
It's exactly.
I've done my best to fix these up, but not good. These look like they've been passed through a dog.
That was the 70s. So this is a product of the 70s. So America had, if you're a young lad or lass who wanted to learn how to read, he's saluting America.
America had everybody.
America. America had The Electric Company,
yeah,
which was a TV series teaching kids to read. It featured Morgan Freeman and sometimes Bill Cosby. Boo. Oh. But one of the features of the Electric Company, they partnered with Marvel, and there were Spider-Man, like live-action Spider-Man sketches. That's a Spider-Man we haven't really talked about on the podcast at all. But basically what would happen is he would have sort of these very tame battles with tame villains, some of which I think were invented for the show.
Budget reasons, I'd imagine.
Exactly, budget reasons. But Spider-Man wouldn't speak out loud. He would have speech bubbles, and what he said was in the speech bubbles.
So you had to read.
So you had to learn to read.
Otherwise, you didn't know what the fuck was happening.
I would have refused.
Yeah,
I'd have been like, I'm just going
to
guess.
I don't go on television to read. I go on television to watch Spider-Man beat up generic villains in the 70s.
Like the blowhard.
Was that a villain?
That was a real one, I believe.
Great.
Anyway, so...
Was that named after your dad?
Oh, come on, mate.
Or you? I don't know.
Quick, you can name a third member of my family.
I don't know your sister that
well. Okay, nice. Got her. You got her. So anyway, Marvel released... To capitalize on that, I guess, they released an additional Spider-Man book for young readers called Spidey Super Stories, which went several years after The Electric Company finished. So it just kept on
churning them out.
What a golden age of comic books.
I don't think that's the right expression.
No, not at all. But it went like 50-something issues, and it was adaptations of stories from the Electric Company, and it was also original stories where Spidey and like various other heroes, I guess, tackled villains that were too big budget to be on the show. So it's like we've got an unlimited budget now. Let's have Spider-Man fight Thanos.
Yes.
So that's what's going on in Spidey Super Stories number 39, which was from 1974.
They could have got Andre the Giant. They could have made this happen.
Lou Ferrigno. Exactly. Yeah. Oh, perfect. They could get him now.
He's still alive, right? Yeah, he's still alive, though. He does voice some of the Hulk now.
That's true. He does. Yeah, you're right.
He's still in the universe.
So anyway, but this is a bumper issue.
Yeah, right.
It's Spider-Man. He's fighting the Impossible Man at one point. It was like this shape-shifting guy. No wonder that wasn't on the TV series. Mm.
He turns into a baseball bat. He turns into a regular bat. He turns into a teacup.
Exactly.
That's what I've seen from just skimming this.
Exactly.
I didn't read this thoroughly. You did.
Yes.
I'm just looking at this like, what is any of this?
Is
there a narrative or is this just random images?
The first story, it's Spider-Man and Ms. Marvel team up at a feminist rally to battle a guy selling sodas out of a cart on the street that makes all the feminists fall asleep so he can then pickpocket them.
Wasn't this in Bill Cosby era, right?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, all right, anyway, let's skip that one. Let's skip to, so there's a little bit of a teaser early on. There's like a splash page that's like, what is the Cosmic Cube? And we see some AIM scientists. It says evil scientists invent the Cosmic Cube, but it's AIM.
Right.
Everyone wants it because it can do almost anything. And then Thanos just shows up and he's holding the Cosmic Cube. He's like, I've got it,
guys. Want this.
I want it and I've got it. And he's like, I'm going to take over the world. Right. Cut to like 10 pages later. And
wait, what happens in between?
It's Spider-Man fighting the Impossible Man.
Okay,
Then that goes away.
There is a lot in this.
There's a lot to pack in.
He's
right?
A baseball bat. He's a regular bat. He's a teacup. What's he doing?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
You can't pin him down.
No.
But then it cuts to, and I guess you've got to use your imagination here, it's the Cat, originally Patsy Walker,
yes.
Teen heartthrob.
We've seen in the Netflix series.
In Jessica Jones, yeah. Trish Walker, who's currently the Cat. She's on a rooftop. Mm. She's somehow got a hold of the Cosmic Cube, and above her is Thanos in a bright yellow Thanos copter. It's the Thanos copter.
Did he conjure it using a Cosmic Cube of sorts? Or did he bring it with him on his journey to Earth?
Why wouldn't he just fly?
I don't know.
AIM build it?
But it's Thanos-sized.
It's yellow, so maybe AIM built it? Maybe he saw the helicopter and he's like, Cosmic Cube, personalize this helicopter for me.
It's very
odd. And it just
drew
Thanos on the tail.
I think that must have been what happened.
Yeah, right?
He's half hanging out of it, having a look as well.
Mm.
Like, what's going on here?
This is a series of terrible...
They're not a match either.
Absolutely
those two.
Not.
Like, at all.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I mean, he's the mad titan with incredible cosmic abilities, and she can climb walls sometimes.
She also makes cat-based puns.
There's so many cat
puns. There's a moment
in
here
this.
Where she says, oh, oops, I've dropped the Cosmic Cube. No use crying over spilled milk. It's spilt milk. I thought this was for reading.
Look, we're going to get emails. So spilt... is the Australian-UK way to say it.
Oh, spilled okay, that's what's happened
the
here.
The D is American. Just
well, who invented the English language? That's
we,
right.
We did, didn't
the
we?
The Australians.
That's right. Paul Hogan did it.
That's right.
We invented it on Play School. No electric company for us. In this story, the Cosmic Cube seems to be able to do almost anything except enable the user to get a firm grip on it. Because it's just people dropping it constantly.
It's slippery as all business.
Do you think it's like a snail? Do you think it excretes like some sort of... slick slime?
Yeah,
because
right.
We don't get a sense of that in the movies, do
no.
we?
No.
It's this divine... Do you think, like, any time, like, Loki or Thanos gets a hold of it, they're like, behold my incredible power, and inside they're like, this is so yuck. This is real yuck, but I can't look weak. I'm holding this yuck cube. Oh!
If it was circular, it would make sense. Or shaped like a slippery eel.
Yeah.
That makes sense
to me. The cosmic eel, yeah, exactly.
So I see a little boy gets it.
Yeah, so...
and he just wishes
for
an ice cream.
The cat falls into an alley. A little boy named Speedy the Skateboard Hero gets it.
Yep.
He's. I mean, you know what? You're a kid in the Marvel Universe. Why wouldn't you call yourself a hero? Because there's hundreds of better heroes out there.
He's just a boy in brown slacks.
He's a boy in brown slacks and a Jughead hat.
Yeah, I don't...
Which apparently were popular.
Yeah.
That's a real hat.
Okay, right.
Do you believe it?
With nerds, like it's a nerd hat?
I think it was like a punk rock thing.
That is not a punk rock thing.
I mean... not now.
Looks like something that Peter Pan would wear and get beat up for.
But it's like a bowler hat or something, and you cut the top off and you turn it around, and then it's a Jughead hat. So that's pretty punk rock. Am I right?
No, that's the opposite of punk rock.
Oh, that's all right.
You think
agree to disagree. I think
no
Jughead's
use
punk
crying
rock.
Over spilled hats.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, the cat approaches him and he's like, "Have you seen this Cosmic Cube?" And he's like, "Nup." And then she goes, "Okay," and she leaves, and he's just outsmarted her because he put it under his Jughead hat.
He's like, oh man, I've done it. I got as much ice cream as I want. How many do I want?
Heaps.
One. Just one.
Oh yeah, good point.
He summons one.
Yeah.
He doesn't have it for long though, I see here.
Well, it probably slipped out of his hand.
Well, it just looks like Thanos is assaulting him in the park. For it.
Which I enjoy because Thanos' goal is to take over the world.
Yes.
Well, realistically, his goal is to... annihilate half of the life in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not going to just atomize the kid. He's going to harass him in the park.
Oi!
Oi, give me this!
Give it up!
Get your hand off it.
Also,
hand it over.
He doesn't do a lot of skateboarding, does he? Like, initially he's on a skateboard, and then he's just not on
a
skateboard.
No more skateboarding, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Great,
yeah, yeah.
Good on him.
Anyway, the scuffle in the park between the super strong mad titan and a small boy attracts the attention of Spider-Man, who's like, hey!
What are you doing?
Get out of here!
None of that!
Yeah,
that, stop it. Thanos, he gets the cube. He's going to rule the world. So he gets double teamed by the Cat and Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
And what can Thanos do? You know, beside, you know, he can do anything again.
Mm.
He can, what's the Tesseract do again? It's the Power Stone.
It's the Space
Stone. He could send Spider-Man and the Cat through a black hole.
But this one can do literally anything, right?
Cosmic Cube can do literally anything.
So he chooses.
So conjure a dog.
Yeah.
It's a big dog.
It's not like, if I saw that dog in real life, I'd be like, big dog.
It's enormous.
But I wouldn't be like, that's crazy.
Would you climb up a tree like a coward?
Well, if I was a cat, I would. Does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It right. looks like about the size of the dog from The Sandlot.
It's still a pretty big dog.
I agree. But it's not, if it was like Clifford the Big Red uh-huh. Dog, I'd be like,
yeah.
oh yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Would you?
Why doesn't the dog say Thanos on the side if he's branding stuff while he's at it?
Exactly.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Maybe it's on the underside.
Yeah, it might
you
be, say actually.
It's
yeah.
a bit of subtle. It's like, you know, one of those cars that's got the neon lights underneath it.
Yes.
Yeah, you know.
I get you.
Anyway, if you were Spider-Man and you were being approached by a large threatening dog, would you just kick it?
I'd kick it so hard.
Because Spider-Man just kicks it.
Right? Okay, good. We're on the same page then.
Yeah. And of course... Anyway, they team up against Thanos.
That dog leaves. That's out there in the universe somewhere. It doesn't disappear. It runs off.
That's true. He conjures it out of nothingness.
And then where does it go?
Probably eats the kid.
Probably eats a homeless man.
Yeah. Anyway.
Its eyes are askew as well.
Anyway, they're like, okay.
He didn't make it right. It's not right. Its eyes are weird.
Well, he's not some sort of dog.
I will conjure a skew-eyed dog. Slightly bigger than a regular dog. It can be kicked. I want to specify that.
Nobody kick it, though. I've just revealed its weakness. Everybody scouts on her. Don't kick the dog. If you please. But anyway, he learns from his mistake and he's like, okay, well, now I'm going to stop you guys. I'm going to stop someone with the agility of a cat and a man who can leap hundreds of feet in the air.
Mm.
I'll.
It's a bit of an exaggeration.
50 feet in the air?
I mean, he can use a web spring.
Okay,
you know,
right.
What's that thing he does? Yeah. Like a slingshot.
A hammock.
Yeah.
He'd use a hammock.
He'd use a hammock.
Anyways,
yeah.
Like, well, what I'll do is I'll create an earthquake.
Yeah.
But that, of course, is his undoing, because pride cometh before a fall, obviously.
Boy doth it.
Because he's like, oh no, I've let go of the cube. I myself have fallen over.
Why did he summon the earthquake around himself
as well? I just
want
to be clear. The dialogue is, because it sounds like I'm doing the standard thing of reducing somebody's dialogue to the dumbest possible element.
Sure.
But the exact dialogue is, oops, I let go of the cube. And Spider-Man says, yeah. You were too tricky for your own good, Thanos. And he wasn't he?
Yeah.
He should have.
I like this, I'm not licked yet. And they're all just crawling towards it.
Just three tired toddlers.
It just looks like a game of hungry, hungry hippos.
For the most powerful weapon in the universe. Except they're, of course, beaten to it by Speedy, the skateboard superhero.
He is Speedy.
Yeah.
Speedy by name, Speedy by where's his skateboard?
Yeah, right.
Where is it?
Who uses, again, the incredible, unstoppable powers of the Cosmic Cube to, like, get some grass and wrap Thanos up in it.
Very
and
good.
Thanos, again... Vulnerable to grass.
Yeah, he is. That's true.
As we know. Then
he's arrested.
Then he's arrested by the police. By just like NYPD.
We got this, fellas.
Maybe even like park security guards.
It doesn't look like a cop car.
Yeah.
It looks like a yellow cab. And they're taking him away in.
Yeah, they're like, come on, mate. You've had a few. Get in here, buddy. Come on. Come on.
Oh, man.
Just sleep it off, all right? Where do you live? Titan?
Look, the
cab driver doesn't want to go to Titan.
No.
It's a rough neighborhood.
I mean, he's not going to get a fare back as well, is he?
No.
He's going to have to pay for that fuel.
Yeah, you know it.
Oh, and of course, Peter Parker turns up at the end. And he's like, what did I miss? And I'm like, you missed all, there's so much. There was an earthquake. There was a big dog. Got kicked, luckily.
A man got wrapped up in grass.
He's arrested.
Yeah.
He's in that taxi.
Uh-huh. A kid turned hundreds of passers-by into ice cream. It was horrific. That was off-panel.
What happens to the Cosmic Cube?
The kid gives it to the cat.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Well, she swings away.
She swings away, but
she doesn't have it on
it.
Her.
Like, unless she's tied it
she's
into a
dropped,
sash belt.
She's dropped
That's
it.
That's what I'm saying. She just dropped it. She didn't want to admit to it. She's just like, well, time for me to go.
I mean, I know this one is clearly intended for kids and people who can't read.
Yes.
But this is just nonsense.
How dare you?
What am I even looking at in any of this?
You know what it needs? It needs a post-credit sequence. Because it's Marvel, we need a serious post-credit sequence.
Uh-huh.
And we need a silly post-credit sequence. And I think the silly one is...
Yeah.
Right at the end, we see the dog flying away in the Thanos copter.
Okay,
that's
sure.
That's number one.
Okay, we could say that, but this one actually does have a silly post-credits scene and a serious one.
Yes.
It's got the wit of the web slinger, which I assume is a joke. Here we go. He's at a farm.
Yep.
There's a very surly-looking farmer leaning against the railing.
How did he get to the farm?
It's not important, all right?
There's no...
You're missing the
point. There's no skyscrapers. He can only leap 27
comedy,
feet.
In comedy,
you
Mason.
You would establish that, yes?
In comedy...
Yes.
It's not about... It doesn't matter what the rules of the universe is. It just matters if it's funny. So
that's
let's just see if
true.
This is funny, all right?
Okay, all right.
He says, "Why did you name your pig Ink?"
Yes.
And the farmer says, "Because it keeps running out of the pen." Doesn't make sense. What do you mean, the pen?
Yeah.
The pen?
A pen.
That's, again, I don't know about the wording of any of this.
Oh, God. And then Spider-Man's like, "I make the jokes here, old man." He just snaps his neck. Serious ending.
But then, of course, there is a serious ending where it says...
don't forget to read.
There's a march. Is this the march that ties back to the feminism?
I think it does.
March from earlier, and it just says "Reads Spidey Super Stories." So that's a serious ending.
Yeah, nice.
You're like, listen, here's your post credits. There's going to be another one, so read these.
Yeah,
all right,
that's right.
You want a further adventure? Hold on to your hats and cubes,
and
because
hold
it's
on to
all
your,
coming.
Exactly, and hold on to those dimes because you're going to need to spend some sweet coin on Spider-Man Super Stories number 40.
This is pretty fun. I like this.
Did you?
Yeah, it's not good.
No,
but what is? Most things aren't.
You know what I enjoy about this is that if they attempted to make this now, it would be torn to shreds by men in their 30s and 40s.
But going, oh, you mean like we're...
Yeah, like we're doing it.
Yeah, as we've aptly demonstrated.
No, but
yeah.
I mean more in the sense of like, these power levels are wildly inconsistent. This is... Marvel should be ashamed of themselves.
Oh, wow. Get this, right?
Yes.
It says at the end, "Enclosed is my check. You can send this off or money order for $4.50. Well spent for 12 monthly issues. $4.50 for 12 issues?
That's
not bad.
Bargain.
That's a bloody baker's wage, I believe, from the 70s.
You better
is that
believe
not?
It.
A baker's wage is son's wage.
Yeah.
Very good.
It's baker's wage.
Great. What a great time. I love comics. I love Avengers. I love Thanos. I love slippery cubes. I love dogs, cross-eyed dogs that get kicked. Some of my favorite things.
Do you think there's going to be a reference? Look, when we're making this, Endgame isn't out yet.
Correct.
Do you think any of the Infinity Stones are going to slip out of anybody's hands?
Look, that doesn't concern me.
Maybe the Aether would.
Yeah.
Because it's so... Ugh.
It's woogly googly, isn't it?
It's woogly googly, isn't it?
I think there's also a very good chance that we'll get a helicopter reference.
Is he for real?
I think it's a fun thing that people know.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I think at some point we could very well see it. I'm gonna bet money on it. If it's not an Endgame, I'm gonna give myself the Hawkeye haircut.
Oh my god,
the original one.
So just a regular haircut you have now, pretty much. Okay, right. You go to your barber and be like, "Give me the thing that I had last time," and he'd be like, "All right,
I'll do it." All right, this is Caravan of Garbage, though. We do this every Tuesday. If you've got a suggestion for a caravan of garbage. Could be a comic. Could be a video game.
Yes.
Could be a TV show.
Ooh.
Could be a movie.
Oh.
Doesn't matter.
Mm.
We'll give it a look-see.
As long as it's short.
As long as we can make fun of it. Also, we have a podcast called The Weekly Planet where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. We do that every Monday morning.
Yes.
If you like Avengers Endgame, we've got one about that very movie.
Cool.
Check it out if you can or will and when and can and when and how.
And do.
And what.
And whomst?
Yes, correct. Thanks, everybody. Have a good time.
Grab that jam, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.